Gimel Menachemov, Sunday the 22nd of July, Rabbi Yossi David, Tfilah B'Tzibur.
Have a Mazel Tov for the special occasion of Bris Mila. We didn't get enough time to choose the topic exactly before the shir, but we'll generally want to talk about today about Tfilah B'Tzibur, really. About davening B'Tzibur, since now the holiday time, Ben Azmanim, it's sad to think that people plan Ben Azmanim in such times in the 3 weeks. That means that you're planning the Tisha B'Av will remain the same as the previous years, and we're going to go on holiday right after. But what can we do? A person needs a bit of a break. Yeah? A break from a break. So, we were discussing in the Beis HaMidrash a bit about the heterodoxy which people have to take holidays in places where they won't find a minyan. Obviously, I'm not asking anyone to, I'm not interfering with anyone's plans for the holidays, Chas v'Sholom, but just to take to consideration the importance. I just saw in the Jewish Tribune, they've been advertising in the past few weeks, anybody who goes on holiday should say where he is in order to organize a minyan. But the importance and the of davening B'Tzibur. I heard recently from Choshev Rav, or Rabbi Hartman, he was discussing the difference between Churban and Bais Rishon to the Bais Sheni. If you look at the Averus which took place in the first Churban, then it seemed to be, as the Gemara in Yuma says, worse than the Averus which took place in Bais Sheni, Lechoera, because we're talking about the three Averus Chamurot, Gilur HaRoyos, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah, which are the worst three Averus, Yarek Valavod. But for some reason, the Golos in the first Bais Rishon was only 70 years. Bais Sheni, we're still suffering. We're still crying over Bais Sheni. So, he explained, based on the Meshech Chochma, which I couldn't find, but the idea is MS. The idea is that the Avera of Bais Sheni wasn't an individual Avera. Gilei HaRoyos, Shvichas Domim, Avodah Zarah can be very chomo. Is very chomo. But the individual averus, the sins which people individually do, it's not as a klal, as a tzibur, they're affected so much. So therefore the punishment is less, as a klal. And therefore the golus lasted, because the golus is as a klal, the punishment, that is individual, lasted a very short time, which was 70 years. Whereas the Bais Sheni was sinas chinam. Sinas chinam breaks us as a tzibur. Yeah, it turns us into individuals. When we don't get along with each other, we've got sin as chinam, we don't feel we're part of a tzibur, we don't feel we need each other for a tzibur, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, go to Golus, until you rectify that, you remain as individuals. What's the point of having one Beis HaMikdash, one Mishkan, all that is the idea of unity. When you don't have that, we know that Ve'eichan Yisrael, you don't have Ke'ish Echad, you don't have unity, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, carry on! Carry on the way you are. So it seems to be an Avera which is affects socially, affects the tzibur, then it's an Avera which needs a lot of rectifying. And I found that it's a Gemara, a simple Gemara, Gemara Brochas. The Gemara Brochas seems to strengthen this idea about the connection between this and Tfilah Tzibur. The Gemara says, כל העסק בתורה ובגמילות חסדים ומספללים הציבור מה לאני עולה וכאילו פדעני לי ולבוני מבין אומות העולם. Very strange Gemara. The Gemara says, whoever is עסק בתורה וגמילות חסדים, הקדוש ברוך הוא says, אין מספללים הציבור. Not stamp davening. Not stamp davening for the Beis HaMikdash. אלא davening מספללים הציבור. It says in the Gemara, מלא אני עליו כאילו פדעני לי ולבניי מבין אומות העולם. I regard that as if he's redeemed me. By the way, the gifts of the riff is כאילו פודה בוני. כביוך הקדוש ברוך הוא, I can't say we redeem הקדוש ברוך הוא from Golus, but all the mefarshim seem to stick to the gifts of the Talmud Bavli which we have in front of us. The הקדוש ברוך הוא literally says, I'm in Golus. And if you daven with the tzibur, you're redeeming not only Am Yisrael, you're redeeming me from Golus as well. So we see quite clear connection of davening with the tzibur, making sure that a person davens his davening together with a minyan. When a person feels he's incomplete alone, yeah, he feels he needs someone else to make up in order to make a tzibur. I can just imagine, just imagine Am Yisrael without having the concept of needing a minyan for davening three times a day. How apart we'd be from each other. Things, especially in Golus, what unites us? What makes us get together? We get together for davening three times a day. I can't imagine otherwise. We wouldn't know each other at all. People barely say hello to the neighbors. Chas Hashem, they have to come to shul. You have to wait for a minyan. Every person that walks in through the door, a smile on the face. We can get out of here quicker. Yeah, it unites us much more. So that's the idea which I'm we're going to discuss today. So first of all, before we start discussing things, we'd like to the general idea of tefillah v'tzivul, whether it's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan, or a minhag, or a good practice that a person should have in b'tzivul. How important it is for a person to daven b'tzivul? So the Birkei Yosef brings the Teshuvas HaTashbetz. I'm going to the extreme, yeah? Not to say that's halacha. I'm going to the extreme opinion. Connected to this week's Sedra. Someone made a shvur that he's not going to be a shliach tzivul. He made a shvur he's not going to be a shliach tzivul. So the Tashbetz, Talmid of the Ran, yes, he's still in the Rishonim, yeah? A great Rishon of Tashbetz. So the Tashbetz writes that someone who's nishba not to be a shliach tzibu, it's as if he's nishba not to shake lulav and sukkahs, not to sit in the sukkah, which the neder is not chal. The shvur is not chal, the Tashbetz says. Very strange. Why? He says, the Gemara in Brocha says, "Benikdashti betoch bnei Yisrael." Where do we know that you have to have Kaddish and Kedusha, you need a minion? We learn from a pasuk in the Torah, "Benikdashti betoch bnei Yisrael." Yeah? So that's the source for a minion. So if that's the case, it's a din Torah. It's from the Torah, you need a minion. And therefore says the Tashbetz, "Et nishbir l'shloi l'kayim es ha-mitzvah," which the Ned is not chal. The Tashbetz writes that. The Birkei Yosef straight away jumps and says the Chidom, it doesn't shtim. Wait a minute. There's a story both in the Gemara about Rabbi Eliezer, famous Rosh in Perek Shloisha Sheochlu. The Rosh says, the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Eliezer who had an Eved and he was short of a minion, and everybody knows the story that he released his Eved, although the Torah says La'ilam b'em ta'avoidu. So the Gemara says Mitzvah Rabim Shani. The Rosh writes Mitzvah Rabim Shani. So the Rosh writes, it can't be talking about Parsha Zohar, yeah? Because it's not mashma like that from the Gemara. Even a mitzvah kala, which is only the Rabbonin, which loy remiza ve'oraita, like Kaddish and Kedusha, that's also a reason to allow as mitzvah the Rabbin. If the Rabbin, if many people are waiting a mitzvah, even, says the Rosh, even a mitzvah which is not the Oraisa, the loy remiza ve'oraita, which is Kaddish and Kedusha, the Rosh calls it Loira Miza Veraita. Even for such a mitzvah, you can forego Loilam Vahem to avoid you, you can learn because it's called Mitzvah the Rabbin Shani. So the Rosh quite clearly holds that Kaddish and Kedusha, although it's learned from Ikdashti that you have to make a Kiddush Hashem in front of 10 people, but that's, if you look at most Rishonim, they don't count as when Ikdashti part of the Chiyuv of Kedusha and Kaddish as the mitzvah sase of Ikdashti, yeah? It's just a t'nai in Kedusha and Kaddish that you should need a minion. But really the main mitzvah is coming to tell you Kiddush Hashem, that a person should give up his life when it comes to a situation of Kiddush Hashem. It's b'farhesia, with the minion. So we see a great machlokes Rishonim between the Tashbetz and the Rosh, as to whether davening b'minyan, which you benefit of Kaddish and Kedusha, whether it's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. You can differentiate here between davening b'tzibur or answering Kaddish and Kedusha, but we won't go into it yet.
The case for Tashbit, the man did not make a shvuah that he wouldn't say Kedusha. He said he wouldn't be a Shliya Tzibur.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not the right
even more.
He doesn't have to
even
be a
Shliya Tzibur,
though.
Even more. You're right. By the way, he compares it to Benishba Shaloi, notice it in the Sukkah. I don't know what he means by that. In the first night, or generally notice in the Sukkah, because no Chiv to eat in the Sukkah all the time. But you're right. You're right. But even that, the Tashbit considers it, even that means Nishba Shlomi is Shliach Tzibur, because the mitzvah of being a Shliach Tzibur is the Oraisa, and therefore, even though it's not obligatory, you don't have to go up, someone else can go up, but you took away from yourself a mitzvah of the Oraisa, which you had, you could have done. And he says that's also, the net is no hal on that. It's Chiddush of the Tashbit. Have a look at Siman Kuf Lamin Hey. The Chidor brings it in Lichas Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah, not in its place. And he brings this argument. He disagrees with the Tashbit. Yeah, he's not based on the Rosh. You can't argue in a Rishon just like that. You have to have other Rishonim. So based on the Rosh, he says that the Tashbit, there's no room for the Tashbit in Israel. How he answers it exactly, that we learn Minyan and you learn Dvarim Shebe Kedusha from Nikdashti, then needs understanding. The reason why I'm starting with Rishonim is because this Machloikis which I'm talking about, it seems to boil down to Achroinim. But they don't mention this for some reason. They don't bring not Tashbitz and not the Rosh. Who's the Achroinim? There is Ramesha Feinstein and Igles Moshe, and the Emek Brocha have a debate, have an argument in this on this topic about the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Igles Moshe is determined to say the Tefillah B'Tzibur is a Chiyuv Derabbanan. So he's already not saying, it's not the Oraisa, it's a Chiyuv Derabbanan, it's not a good Hanaga, it's not a good practice, it's an obligation which Chazal obligated every Yid to daven B'Tzibur. And he says, don't look at it lightly, don't think it's some minhag and it's a good practice and a good advice, you should daven together with the Tzibur. Not at all. Says Rav Moshe, there's a Chiyuv Derabbanan to daven with the Tzibur. What's Israel? Israel is, if you look at the end of Siman Tzadik, it boiled down, it's a Gemara Psochim really. The Gemara says if a person is traveling, yeah, so if he knows that into his inn, he wants to go to rest, he's tired, the day is finished, he wants to go into an inn, to go and sleep, yeah, he's looking for a hotel. So if he's traveling and he's got 4 mil, yeah, which is 72 minutes, to the place, to his destination, yeah, or to a place where he'll find a minyan, he should continue traveling up to 4 mil in order to daven B'Tzibur. Says the Gemara, yes, Machlokes the Gemara is talking about Netilas Yadayim, was talking about davening, but the Tur brings it for davening, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings it also. Says, what about if you're not going to have 4 mil, but you have 1 mil you have behind the minyan, which you pass by on your journey? So he says, up to a mil, you walk back. That means you're rushed. You have to carry on. You have to go. You can go back a meal. You have to go back a meal, says the Gemara, to daven with a minyan. So says Rav Moshe, if there's such a, even seems to be even on a hefsed, yeah? That means you're wasting time. You want to get to your destination. Still, go back a meal in order to daven tefillah B'Tzibur. If it wouldn't have been a chiyuv, just a good practice, Chazal wouldn't have said go back a meal. So if go ahead, I haven't got so much of a raya. So even for an hugger teva, go ahead until you can. But to go back on your journey, 1 mil, 18 minutes back in time-wise, go back and shem to catch a tefillah B'Tzibur. So says Rav Moshe, that's a raya, that tefillah B'Tzibur is a chiyuv and not a mitzvah. The Emek Brocha takes it lower even, yeah? I'm trying to find the theorem, yeah? So people shouldn't feel there. The Emek Brocha says that Tefillah B'Tzibur, he thinks it's an Hoga Teva, it's a good advice if you want your davening to be assured that it gets up to the right place to go to the Shechina, then you should daven B'Tzibur. So it's not a Chiyuv. What's Isaiah? He says, his question was, the debate, should someone who started davening Mariv after the Tzibur and is in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, so we know that Halacha says that for Kaddish and Kedusha, you should stop. Yeah, you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Brachas of Kriya Shema. So his question is, someone who comes late for davening, yeah, and he starts davening, and the Tzibur is starting Shmona Esrei, so he says, be mafzik, daven B'Tzibur with them. If it's so important, if there's a chiyuv, so why don't you daven together with them? So says the Emek Brocha, must be that you can't be mafsik for such a thing. So if you can't be mafsik, must be that davening is only an hogat teva. Interesting raya he brings. And he brings the Gemara. This is the Gemara which I'll share with you. It says the Gemara in Brochas as follows. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Nachman. Alevai would behave in such a way today. Every time someone's missing from shul, what happened? Where were you? We missed you. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Tensor Rav Nachman, why didn't you come to daven today? Amalei lo yachilna. So when we learned this Gemara, Macharusa, we started thinking, lo yachilna, I couldn't. So he said, what's I couldn't? The Gemara doesn't explain, lo yachilna. So Rashi says, lo yachilna tash kochi. If you want to know the definition of what's called someone who cannot come and daven b'tzibur, and that's when you're potter from coming to daven b'tzibur, it's tash kochi, says Rashi. I'm weak. I'm feeling tired. So we didn't know what's the shear for tiredness. So sometimes, yeah, you look at Pirush Rashi to know Pshat in the Gemara, but sometimes to understand Rashi, you might have to go back to the Gemara. If you don't understand, I go to the Dibur HaMasechil. What's lo yachilna? The Loshon lo yachilna. I can't. Can someone who can say, I can't? You can't. So I think it's a bit, every person has to do his measures to know exactly what's the definition of I can't go. So Rashi says, Tashkoichi. Then the Gemara says, Amale dechanfe marle asole velitzle, amale trichale milta. Get a minion, it's too much bother. I can't, it's too much bother. So the Achronim question, what is bother to who? Bother to them or bother to him? The Gemara seems to be trichali milta. It's hard for me to arrange a minion in my house. I don't know what hetter. The Gemara seems to say, the Yishrayim seems to learn, that a person should turn down in Betzibo in a Beis HaKnesses. So what hetter do these nine people have to leave the Beis HaKnesses and go and daven in the house of Rav Nachman? That's also a debate, which we ought to clear here to understand the sugya. But trichali milta. It's too difficult. So says the Emek Brocha, what do you mean it's too difficult? If it's a chiyuv to do so, it's not too difficult. It's too difficult for me to buy an esrog. What do you mean? You have to do it. So fine, if you don't have the money, something is that shlish. We've got many eterim, chamishit, we've got many for all mitzvahs, we've got a share. But at least do an effort. What do you mean it's too difficult? So he says it's arrived from here that to organize a minion or to daven a minion, it's an hogat teva, it's a good thing. I remember, huh? Oh, no, why?
Why? Because Chazal only said you have to go back 18 minutes. They said you don't have to go back 30
more than
minutes,
that,
or an hour, or 4 hours. Elamai, there's a shear in how difficult.
And the Emek Brocha won't argue with that, obviously. It says 18 minutes, you have to go back. So we didn't find a Hogat Teva.
They could both be holding the same. It doesn't have to be a Chiyud Rabbanon. If it was a Chiyud Rabbanon, maybe you have to go back 2 hours.
Perhaps. I'm not so sure. Maybe according to Rav Moshe, you'll have to stop your biggest kirsha about the daven b'tzibur, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I'm not so sure. But you're right. We reconcile Rav Moshe in this, but the lotion which they both use, seems to be chiyuv, and now this is anoga. So it's a bit, that's why I created an argument. I want to make things easier for people, yeah? As far as the... Interesting that I remember I learned in Ponovich many years ago, and Rav Shach wasn't well. It was the last four years of his life. He was used to coming to yeshiva, and they offered him to make a minion in his house, even for Purim. I think Purim is the only time he agreed to bring a minion for Megillah Esther. The rest, he wouldn't hear of having a minion in his house for davening. Maybe he didn't want to interfere with Sidra Yeshivas, but maybe it says that's called Trichele Milta. I'll start making a minion here. The Yenle is going to become ill tomorrow. He's going to make a minion in his house. Yeah, but I remember he refused to have a minion in his house. Okay, so now, this is just the Chumrah of Tfilah B'Tzibur. But we have to go through the Gemara and have a look at it and see what the Rambam's Loshon is, in order to understand whether the chiyuv is, the Rambam says, based on this Gemara, the Gemara says, Tfila satzibur nishmea tamid, vafilo ayu bahen chotim. Even if there were sinners amongst the minion, Tfila b'tzibur will always be heard. En hakosh boruch hu moes b'tfilosan shel rabim. Lefikach, therefore, צריך האדם לשתף עצמו עם הציבור. A person has to join together with the ציבור ולא יספר ליחידי. kol zvan sheyochol ispalel betzivur. A person should make sure he doesn't daven alone so long that he can daven with a minion. So many make a deal from this Rambam that the Rambam is saying, fine, if it's possible for you to do it, do it. But you don't have to go out of your way so much. Yeah? That if there's no minion. On the other hand, you can be like the opposite of the Rambam. Le'oilam. The Rambam says, ולא יספלל יחידי כל זמן שיכול להתפלל בציבור. Don't daven when you can daven with a minion. Don't daven alone. So there's a shaila in halacha with a person. By the way, today the 18 minutes of the meal. Yeah, surely we're not talking about walking distance. Someone once asked me, should we go by walking distance? Should we go traveling by car? Because today really 18 minutes. So I said, how do you go and buy your loaf of bread? Yeah, you also make this cheshbonos of how long it takes you to walk there, or you take your car, you turn on the engine, you go there, it takes you 5 minutes to get there. So it seems to be that dor dor v'dor shav, every generation with its kalim, with this, and since nowadays we've got cars, so a person should be assessing a meal in time factor, yeah, of 80 minutes of the way people normally travel. So if you travel for anything else, you don't walk, then you should know that 18 minutes is considered, which has big mechayev as well. Yeah? And the Moshe also has a diun where the Shulchan Aruch only speaks about someone who's traveling. What about someone who's living somewhere? How long must he go to for a minyan? So the Moshe has no doubt about it that, because some places can say, no, someone who's living in a place doesn't have to go too far for a minyan. That's talking about someone who's anyway on his way. Doesn't have to leave his home. So therefore I told him, go back a meal, go forward 4 meal. You're anyway traveling. And Moshe says, no, less than a meal. I've got no doubt that a person has to leave his home to travel for a minyan for a meal. Yeah, up to a meal. 4 meal, says Moshe, I can't be mechayevim. To go 72 minutes to find a minion, that I can't go that far, because it can give me chilukim, that only someone who's anyway going ahead should go 4 mil. But someone who's living, perhaps he's compared to the person who has to go back. So he said, but up to a mil, 18 minutes? No double thought about it. No question about it, that you have to do it. There's another debate in the poskim, what's regarded as tefillah betzibur. What's considered tefillah betzibur? What's the definition? Many people walking late, and they want to know that what's the davening with the shliach tzibur, chazor sashatz, is that considered tefillah betzibur or not? Second question is, if we're davening different davenings, now some shuls davening Maariv before Nacht, and you get into the shul and the davening Maariv, could you daven with a mincha and that'll be considered tefillah betzibur? There's an interesting raya that Mogen Avraham brings from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings about Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says as follows. Amar Rabbi Yosef, lo ilitzle ines shlusa de musfe betlat esha kamayte de yom beyom kamad de Rosh Shata. A person should not daven on the first day of Rosh Hashanah in the first 3 hours. First 3 hours, because it's today Yom HaDin, day of judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits within the first 3 hours, therefore a person should not daven beyochid on the first 3 hours of the day of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara asks, Dilma kevan de mafki dina dima me'ayin le be'uvde ve'dach fulei mitche. Perhaps they'll reject his tefillah. They'll push away his tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will push away his tefillah. He's davening beyochid, he'll push away. So questions the Gemara, Yochid et tzibur nabe. So maybe we should advise the tzibur not to daven in the first 3 hours of the day. So he says, the tzibur nefishas chuse. When you're davening together with the tzibur, this chus is so great, it's powerful, because Baruch Hu doesn't reject the tefillah of the individuals in the tzibur. Yochi, so the question is, if that's the case, the yochi the tzafar nameloi, so why only Musaf you shouldn't daven the first 3 hours? Shachris also you shouldn't daven. So Gemara says, you know what, Shachris, there are many shuls around davening Shachris at that time, so even though you're not in the shul, yeah, it's similar to Gemara and Brochus. Gemara and Brochus says that if someone cannot go to the shul, yeah, so at least should find out when exactly the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim asked, please tell me when the Shliach Tzibur davens. That's the story of Rav Nachman. So they should have told someone to tell him when davening starts in order to daven at the same time. So he says, in the other shul's davening, says the Gemara by the Zohar. So therefore, it's man tefillah, therefore it's like, considered like tefillah betzibur. Musaf, not everyone davens so early. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, so you don't know if there's a tzibur. So says the Magen Avraham, here's the proof, that although the tzibur of davening shachris, the individual cannot daven musaf al smach, yeah, on the fact that there are some communities davening shachris. Why shouldn't that be tefillah betzibur? Although he's musaf, and he's shachris. So Magen Avraham brings a raya from there, that if you're not davening the same davening as the tzibur, you're not yoytze tefillah betzibur. That's not considered tefillah betzibur. Interesting finish, no? What's the differentiation? I didn't find anyone arguing with this, but I think it's a simple chiluk. We talk about musaf. Interesting. Musaf is different than shachris, mincha, mariv. Shachris, mincha, mariv is the same davening. Yeah? Similar to what Dayan Weiss says, that if someone is mekabel Shabbos, yeah? Or similar to the halacha mincha Shabbos as well, which we have, that musaf, if you started at the chaylin, you have to change to Tigai, yeah? Why? Because it's a difference in Musafim. It's not the normal davening. We can differentiate that Musaf is different than Mincha. Shachris, Mincha and Mariv. Mincha and Mariv is the same Shona Esrei. Musaf is a total difference, the Korban Musafim. What you're now davening together when the Tzibur are not davening Korban Musafim, they're doing Korban Tamid. Says that Korbanos are equivalent to, the Tfilos are equivalent to Korbanos, Gemara says. Perhaps there's a slight difference in huh? What? One is... Ooh, but they're both chayva. You explained the Magen Avraham. Very good. You say Mincha Mariv should be... should be about the same idea. Kiblu alei chayva, because I say, can I get a vision? Let's say that. Just an hour of shulit, yeah? I'll finish in a minute, yeah? That there's a question also whether davening together with the Shliach Tzibur and Chazos HaShat, would that could be considered as Tefillah B'Tzibur or not? Ramosha Feinstein is determined to say that davening together with the Shliach Tzibur and Chazos HaShat, you're not yet a Tefillah B'Tzibur. What's Ramosha's Raya? Tshuvas HaRambam. What's the reason why we have Chazos HaShat nowadays? Says the Tshuvas HaRambam, he was asked, why do you have Chazos HaShat today? We all be keen. We all know how to daven. So Rambam answered, you know what, it's the Takana which is attacking. Perhaps there'll be someone who's not Baki, so therefore they left the Takana as it is, similar to Kiddush on Friday night in the base of Friday night, even though there may not be visitors and no one is eating there. The Minig is like a Takana, and the Takana remains there. So says Rav Moshe, so the Chazos HaShat is not part of Tefillah B'Tzibur, really. It's only there maybe there'll be an individual. So therefore you, who are Baki, we paskin like the Chachom in Erkrab and Gamliel, that the Voki, someone who knows how to read Shliach Tzibur's note, doesn't patter. So therefore, what's the Shliach Tzibur's nothing to do with him. So if a Sezer Moshe, no Yotze Tfilah B'Tzibur. You should know from the Lashon of the Rambam, seems to be that the Ike Tfilah B'Tzibur is to daven together with the Chazan. Yeah? And so does the Chazan Sofer hold like that, and the Chazan Ish holds like that davening together with it. I thought perhaps the Kaf HaChaim, or the Sfaradi, yeah? He writes b'pshitus. You got no doubts about it. The Chazos HaShat, davening with Chazos HaShat is tefillah b'tzibur l'mehadrin. No question about it. But it seems to be that it boils down to the argument why we repeat the Shmona Esrei today. The Kaf HaChaim brings b'shem the Arizal that according to the Kabbalah, the reason why we have Chazos HaShat is not because we don't need it. It seems to be like Hani Bavlai Le'yad Raza de Milta. They don't know the reason for Chazos HaShat. The reason for Chazos HaShat is that our davening is not strong enough to go up. So the Shliach Tzibur, after we've davened, takes all our davenings up. Fekneshin yeah? Kashi, it's written, yeah? You can go and see it, the cover. Seems to be, if that's the case, then the Chazos HaShat is a necessity for the Tzibur. They must have it. There's a lot of implications. The person can learn the Chazos HaShat or not, whether he has to pay attention, whether it's for him, whether it's for not Bikim. There's a lot of nafkaminas we share, but seemingly, Kaf HaChaim b'pshitus hold that a person has to, no problem is Yotze if he davens together with the Tzibur. Yeah? With the Shliach Tzibur. Why is there no Chazos HaShat by Mariv? Yeah? Because it's a shus. That's what the Shuvah said. It's a shoe, so therefore they didn't go that far. So even if a person is no Baki will come and we're not going to daven, it's nishgefelech, yeah? It was a shoot, even though Kibla Leila Chayva. But anyway, we see the concept of the idea of Tfilah B'Tzibur, how Chomer, people should be aware of this Indian of doubling B'Tzibur, of the importance of that bringing together the Keilu Peda'ani, Li Velebanai, Mi Ben Umot HaOlam. Kosh Baruch Hu regards it, when we daven B'Tzibur in Hashem Yichud, we can add on that. We are coming here to Leuk Meshchinta Me'afra, Leuk Meshchinta Me'galutza, because Shchil is in Golus. By us doubling B'Tzibur, we got an opportunity to elevate, bring the Gola even nearer. So if a person wants to be Mishchadik and says something towards Tisha B'Av in order to reconstruct the base of Mekdash, this is one way to be part of a Tzibur.